Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy a pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodinu u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodinu u Priašovi. Ja jem Dín Palovka a dneska je nedeľa 10. júla 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station. Archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, July 10th, 2022. We open up today's show by first going to Spiš County with the song Oy Byla Ya Chervena, I Was a Girl Who Used to Wear Makeup, followed by a selection from Zakarpattia.
Oy Byla Ya Chervena, Byla Ya Rumena, Oy Byla Ya Chervena, Byla Ya Rumena, Кмлене ши дала хлопцов на коліна, кмлене ши дала хлопцов на коліна. Я почала на коліна сідати, ей, а як я почала на коліна сідати, до разня зачали люди обаряти, до разня зачали люди обаряти. Пред дверечка стану собі шумні, ей, войду пред дверечка стану собі шумні, хто мене хоче любити, та найприде кумі, хто мене хоче любити, та найприде кумі. Пред дверечка стану на широко, ей, войду пред дверечка стану на широко, хто мене буде любив, буду жена його, хто мене буде любив, буду жена його.
Урвалася струна, що ми файно була, утеся то та дівка, що ми файна була, утеся то та дівка, що ми файна була.
Even though this radio broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. Doesn't have to be a lot. Can be a couple dollars. Can be a whole show. Whatever you can contribute. If you'd like to keep us on this internet radio station, Rusyn FM, I need your support. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka, and that's P-O-L-O-K-A, at gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com.
Yeah.
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorate the 128th birthday of Petro Sova, Russian politician and cultural activist. Petro Sova was born on July 11, 1894, in the village of Hajtovka, which is just east of Stara Ljubovnja in Spiš County, then part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy in present-day Slovakia. Petro graduated from the gymnasium in Prešov and then the law academy in Košice. In 1915, he enlisted in the Austro-Hungarian army and fought on the Eastern Front during World War I. Being taken as a prisoner of war, he spent 2 years in Russian captivity. After returning in 1919, he was appointed head of the Ministry of Education of the Czechoslovak Republic in Ušhorod. From 1924 to 1927, he served as deputy mayor of the city of Ušhorod. Petro strongly opposed the activities of the Ukrainian immigrants and the Prosvita Society in Podkarpatska Rus, as well as the heavy Ukrainianization that was going on at the time. He was a co-founder of the Society of Alexander Duchnovich and chairman of the Shkolnaya Pomosh Society, the School Help Foundation. He considered the first Czechoslovak Republic to be an ideal state entity of three Slavic state-forming nations, the Czechs, Slovaks, and Russians. In 1938, he was appointed secretary of the Russophile faction of the Central Russian National Council. After Augustine Voloshin set up the autonomous government of Carpatho-Ukraine, which was Ukrainian in their orientation, Sova, together with other Russophile politicians, were in opposition of the government. After the occupation of Podkarpatska Rus by Hungary in March of 1939, Sova was appointed a member of the Regent Commissar's Advisory Board and a member of the City Council. After the arrival of the Red Army in October 1944, he was appointed mayor of Ušhorod and elected as a non-party deputy chairman of the so-called National Council of Transcarpathian Ukraine. This was to be a ruse, a political game played by the Soviets, because after formal annexation of the Transcarpathian region by the Soviets, the political games were finished. The once staunch Russophile Petro Sova told a close friend sadly, "No, we did not expect such Russians." Sova was then expelled from the administration of the new region and for some time was director of the local historic museum. In 1937, he published one of the best books on the history of Ušhorod entitled The Past of Ušhorod. He wrote the first study on the architecture of the region, Architekturni pamiatniki Zakarpattia, in 1958. Sova published two collections of short stories, the first, Enchanted Valley, in 1966, and Fdebryak Karpat, in 1975. Sova was the first columnist from the Transcarpathian region to write about the ecological and environmental problems of the Carpathians, as well as writing about the importance of protection of cultural monuments. Petro Sova died June 10, 1984, in Ušhorod.
Poširjate rusinsku dobrotu, u svit poširjate. Tam pit starom bukom, hončanka se rodit, šaro krasnom krajom, vodičku provodit na tvojim. plácali, Bohu ďakovali, zerno snopia zali, Bohu ďakovali.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU. 1-800-722-4428. Next, we go to the Sloviani Folk Ensemble, and this is recorded off of our CD, Songs from a Rusyn Garden. And this is called Slovianskoy Charadash, and it was written by Darlene Fejka, the music director of Sloviani Folk Ensemble at the time. And she got the idea for this charadash when we were in Medzi Laborice in 1992, when we would wake up, the PA system that ran through the town would be playing music from Ruski Kerestor, and it was tambura music. And for the longest time, we were told, no, Rusyns don't play tambura instruments. They don't play them at all. But we came to find out that, yes, Rusyns, especially in Serbia and Croatia, do play tambura instruments. So next we have Slovianskoy charadash, as performed by the Sloviani Folk Ensemble. And a reminder that if you want to listen to the archives of this program any time of the day or night, you can go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. c-rsmedia.org. Please visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, at c-rs.org, where you can join the society. You can learn more about who are the Russians, see who the current board of directors are, order from our online and offline stores, take part in the genealogical discussions going on. You can get involved by donating, becoming a member, renewing your membership, or becoming a volunteer. You can also donate to this radio broadcast if you go to c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click on Russian Heritage Radio Program. You can see all the chapters and branches that the Carpatho Russian Society has as well. So that is our webpage, the Carpatho Russian Society, c-rs.org, c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russian FM for another broadcast. You can also listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night. It's your one-stop Russian music radio station. So that is russian.fm on your computer or on your smartphone or your Apple phone. Download the app, Russian FM. Russian FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Оставайте здраві. З Богом.
srebrne i banko. To je lad mala, ciganočka moloda, ciganočka moloda ja.
Rusinjev Amerika.